Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, October 26th, 2024. Yesterday, the Indiana baseball team had some positives, but overall struggled in 18 innings of exhibition ball against Big 12 up-and-coming program Cincinnati at Bart Kauffman Field. The media, including myself and IUBase.com's Zach Horwitz, met with head coach Jeff Mercer following the contest.
The defense was pretty solid throughout the day. Also, just get the impression that the infield just looks more confident this season.
Yeah. It really has been our main focus through the first month or 6 weeks here. A ton of team defense, a ton of individual defense. Blake Allen's done an awesome job with the infielders, and I knew that he would. And so those guys have done a tremendous job. And like you said, if there's a positive takeaway from today, it's that we've spent a ton of time working on our defense, a ton of time with the infielders, and I would say that's been our main focus here, and it showed today. I thought we did a really good job with a bunch of different guys, and at one point I think we had maybe four freshmen in the infield, and they continue to play at a really high level. So I was really excited about the way that we defended in the infield primarily, but I thought we did a good job in the outfield too. We went and got it, and I think maybe one or two relays I would like to go to a different base. But overall, I thought we did a really good job in the outfield, really good job in the infield. I thought we threw the ball well behind the plate. I thought we caught well. We had one pass ball in the second game that I thought was a little bit sloppy. But other than that, we played really, really clean defense. And when you spend that much time on it, you want to see it carry forward. And I was really, really excited about that. I agree. Thank you.
I think it was like 6 1-2-3 innings in those 18 innings. Is there anything specifically that you're concerned about right now with the offense?
No, I mean, we've had this happen in the fall scrimmages the last couple of years. You're kind of in the middle of, we start with the load and our drill work. And so a lot of guys are, their direction is off right now. And you're just kind of in the middle of it. And so I guess there's part of it I'm not disappointed in and part of it that I am. The part where our direction's not very good, it's to be expected. I was a little bit frustrated at Louisville for the same reason I'll explain here in a minute, but the direction part of it I'm not, because that's where we still are. It's primarily defensive focus right now, and we're still doing our drill work, introduction of that, the teaching of that, and a lot of that is just teaching a guy how to load. So they're going to be, their load's going to be their primary focus, for lack of a better word, right now, which is going to take their direction to their pull side, which you saw a ton of. And Cincinnati is really good at throwing the ball down and away and making you hit the ball the other way. And we're not quite there in our progression yet. I'm okay with that. I was really frustrated with us being in between fastball timing for our second straight scrimmage where, hey, I get it. If you're not going to be able to hit the ball the middle of the field the other way, great, yet. That's not a huge concern. What's frustrating is to be in between timing, and when you do get a pitch middle in, you're on the bottom of the ball consistently. And that part we should be better at. We should be further along. And I get a 2-1 fastball middle in, a guy leaves back over the plate, and I miss that pitch. Or I get an off-speed pitch, and I'm in between timing, I beat by a fastball. That part we should be better at this point. And I told him that. As far as the off-speed stuff, hitting the ball the other way, and we're not there yet. That as we transition more and more into the offensive development and we're closing those things up and doing some more directional stuff and more off speed mix and a lot of those things, then we'll get better at that as we go. But I did think we should be better, and I told him that I thought we should be better at not being in between timing and doing what Cooper Mamazian did today, where he wasn't great with off speed pitches yet. Not shocking. We haven't done a ton of them yet. And he's a young guy who's still working on a swing. But when he gets a fastball middle in, you should punish it. And he did twice. It really three times hit a ball hard to his left side and pulls out on the ground, but hits two homers. I expected more along those lines, where if you really execute down the way to us right now, you're going to have success. But if you make a mistake up over the plate, on a fastball, we should still be able to do damage with that part of it.
But you talked a lot last fall about the first base crew. We saw Jake Hanley there twice, both the nine innings. Yeah. Who else in that race? Brunchesky, obviously.
Yeah, the Joey.
From last year.
Yeah, Joey. You just with Jake being a freshman, I just want to get him as many innings as I can, as many opportunities as I can. And honestly, he's been our best defender. to this point of the fall, and so you also want to reward a guy. So you want to give him, as we always do with our freshmen, you want to give the freshmen as much opportunity, as much time as you can, and let those guys play. It's going to pay dividends in the long run. But also, he's been really good defensively, and so he was again today. You know, the only miscue on the PFP was when the pitcher didn't cover first base. That's not his fault. You know, he's got to secure the ball first, and the pitcher didn't get over, and you're infield in with the high chopper, and so that wasn't his fault. Besides that, he did a really good job. Even on some tough plays, the ball in the four hole, setting his feet and throwing it to a moving pitcher. That's a really hard play for any first baseman, let alone a freshman. So he did a really good job, and Joey will be in that conversation, but I would say probably right now it's more of a two-horse race right now with those two guys, and Jake's been a better defender in totality. But it doesn't mean Joey can't do it. Joey's had a better couple weeks defensively the last week or 10 days, but he's got a competition there. Those guys, as you saw last year with Brock Tibbetts, when Brock would play first base, you won games there just because he was so good defensively, and Jake's done a good job of transitioning into that level of defender.
At Louisville, you mentioned that you were pretty happy there with the way the pitching performed.
Yeah.
Today we had 23 passes, and it kind of felt like the pitchers were pitching from behind quite a bit.
A ton. And you know, the same things that we did well, you know, 2 weeks ago, landing their fastball, really working a fastball to both sides of the plate. We didn't do well today. And you know, that's, you know, Cincinnati credit to them, they did a good job. Their offenses, like most offenses, is going to be predicated on, you know, free bases and opportunities and errors, and we gave them so many opportunities to do that today, which was frustrating. I mean, we haven't done really any pitch design stuff yet. We've just focused on just fastball command and throwing a fastball to your glove side a ton and landing it and moving to both sides. And, you know, 2 weeks ago we did a good job of it, and today we didn't, which is coaching, right? That's the beauty of coaching college baseball is, We did a pretty good job 2 weeks ago. We did a pretty poor job today with mostly the same crew. So that was the point that in the locker room is, we just, if you want to, you know, we're a very development-centric program. Well, you still have to do the basic elements of the game correctly. You got to be on fastball time. You got to throw your fastball where you want. And then you can do all the gadgets and gizmos. You can create pitches, and you can do all the different stuff. But if you don't go out there and compete with your fastball where you need to, you don't get to the fun stuff. And we just didn't do that consistently today. And obviously, we've shown the ability to do it against a good team 2 weeks ago. And we have to be better.
We actually got to see Cole Gilley today. How did you feel about his performance?
I thought he was really good. He did what he does in our scrimmages, where, you know, if you let him go, you probably could let him go 3, 4, or 5 innings, and he would have been really good. But it's a fastball to both sides. Really good. I love his changeup. His changeup's really good. And the breaking ball is good. I think they're working with the cutter a little bit too. So I thought he was outstanding. I thought the velo was good. I think some threes and fours, maybe a bunch of threes. And so you look at a multiple pitch guy with fastball command and a really good changeup. So a lot of in that Siebold model, you know, kind of in that same ideology. So I thought he was excellent. And he's just such a veteran guy, and so calm and collected. And so, yeah, there's a lot of guys that could take a lot from having such a veteran presence like him. But he was able to establish it and pitch really, really well.
What's been your first impressions, like, seeing Coach Allen work with the hitters?
Well, you know, he's done a really good job of, you know, every program you have a philosophy and a regimen and a process of how you get your guys ready to go. So the big thing with him right now with us is being able to just learn it and understand it, what we do and how we do it, and then being a willing participant. You know, he's always available early, he's always available late, and so as he's able to you know, fully put his arms around it, he's been a great coach for a long time. But you know how each program does it differently is unique, and so being able to do that part well has been good, and he will be really good at that. The good part for us with him has been being able to hand over the infielders to him and really kind of step out of that that process almost entirely for me, and say, like, all right, you got them, and I can go work on, I can go be in different areas and spend time with the guys differently. And so, as you mentioned earlier, Carl, just our infield play was really, really good again today. And so I think that's been his main influence right now, is just taking – a ton of young guys, and now obviously Cerny, I think probably the best we've seen Tyler and Jason play. The double play starts, they were just outstanding. But with young guys in the mix, I'm moving guys in and out. They were excellent. So that's probably been his main influence and helping me a ton. Practice planning and ideas, and I probably said it, but Blake was my role model and my mentor at Western Kentucky when I was a young coach, and so being able to spend time with him, he's been a head coach, he's been a recruiting coordinator, he's been in the SEC, like he's been different places, so he brings in a great understanding of practice planning and communication and relationships, and that part's been really, really beneficial for me. My first inclination oftentimes is I want to go to the cages and I want to go or recruit or whatever it is, and making sure that I stay on top of the duties that I have to do for the program. Having a veteran presence like him has been really good for me in that regard.
Indiana has concluded playing against other programs this fall. The Hoosiers will play a 3-game intra-squad Fall World Series later this month. We will pass along dates and times on our site and socials when they are available. See you at the BART.